Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in the entire specification, fractions, decimals, and percentages, and how they all connect together under the umbrella of number operations and integers. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, I promise you this topic will come up in your exam. In fact, examiners love it precisely because it underpins so much else, from ratio and proportion to algebra and even statistics. So let's make sure you've got it absolutely nailed. Here's what we're covering today. First, the core concepts, conversions, ordering, and arithmetic. Then we'll move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. After that, a quickfire quiz to test your recall, and we'll wrap up with a punchy summary. Let's go. Section 1, core concepts. Let's start with the big picture. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are three different ways of expressing the same thing, a part of a whole. Think of a pizza cut into four equal slices. If you eat one slice, you've eaten one quarter. That's the fraction, 1/4. As a decimal, that's not 0.105. As a percentage, that's 25%. Same amount of pizza, three different ways of saying it. The key skill the examiners test is your ability to move fluently between these three forms. Let me walk you through each conversion. Fraction to decimal. Divide the numerator, that's the top number, by the denominator, the bottom number. So 3/4 means 3/4, which gives you 0.75. Simple. Your calculator will do this, but you should also know the common ones off by heart. 1/2 is 0.5. 1/4 is 0.25. 3/4 is 0.75. 1/5 is 0.2. 1/10 is 0.1. Decimal to percentage, multiply by 100. So 0.75 multiplied by 100 equals 75%. Easy, just move the decimal point two places to the right. Percentage to decimal, divide by 100. So 45% divided by 100 equals 0.45. Move the decimal point two places to the left this time. Percentage to fraction, write the percentage over 100, then simplify. So 40% becomes 40/100, which simplifies to 2/5. To simplify, find the highest common factor of the numerator and denominator and divide both by it. Fraction to percentage. Convert to a decimal first, then multiply by 100. Or if the denominator is a factor of 100, scale up directly. For example, 320, 20 goes into 105 times, so multiply top and bottom by 5 to get 15/100, which is 15%. Now let's talk about ordering mixed types. This trips up so many candidates. The trick is to convert everything into the same form before comparing. Decimals are usually easiest. So if you're asked to order 1/3, 30%, 0.3, and 3/10, convert them all to decimals. 1/3 is 0.3 recurring, 30% is 0.3, 0.3 is already a decimal, and 3/10 is also 0.3. So the order from smallest to largest is 30% equals 0.3 equals 3/10. And then 1/3 is the largest because 0.3 recurring is slightly bigger than 0.3. Now, arithmetic with fractions. This is where candidates lose marks through careless errors. Adding and subtracting fractions. You must have a common denominator. 1/2 plus 1/3. Find the lowest common multiple of 2 and 3, which is 6. Convert. 3/6 plus 2/6 equals 5/6. Done. Multiplying fractions. Multiply the numerators together and the denominators together. 2/3 multiplied by 3/4 equals 6/12, which simplifies to 1/2. You can also cross-cancel before multiplying to keep numbers small. Dividing fractions. Keep, change, flip. Keep the first fraction. Change the division sign to multiplication. Flip the second fraction. So 2/3 divided by 4/5 becomes 2/3 multiplied by 5/4, which equals 10/12, simplified to 5/6. Fractions of quantities. Multiply the quantity by the fraction. 3/4 of 80. Multiply 80 by 3. Then divide by 4. Or divide by 4 first to get 20. Then multiply by 3 to get 60. Either method works. Choose whichever feels easier. Now let's move to percentage multipliers. This is a higher tier favorite, but foundation students should know it too. A percentage multiplier is a single number you multiply by to apply a percentage change in one step. For a percentage increase, The multiplier is 1 plus the percentage divided by 100. So a 15% increase gives a multiplier of 1.15. For a percentage decrease, the multiplier is 1 minus the percentage divided by 100. So a 20% decrease gives a multiplier of 0.8. Why is this useful? Because it's faster, and it works for repeated percentage changes too. If a price increases by 10% 1 year and then decreases by 10% the next year, you multiply by 1.1 and then by 0.9. The result is 0.99, so the price is actually slightly less than it started. That's a classic exam question designed to catch candidates who assume the changes cancel out. For higher tier candidates, there's one more concept to cover: recurring decimals as fractions. A recurring decimal is one where a digit or group of digits repeats infinitely. The algebraic method to convert these is elegant. Let x equal the recurring decimal. Multiply both sides by a power of 10 to shift the recurring part. Subtract the original equation. Solve for x. For example, x equals 0.3 recurring. Multiply by 10. 10x equals 3.3 recurring. Subtract 9x equals 3. So x equals 3/9, which simplifies to 1/3. Examiners award marks for each step of this algebraic process, so show every line of working. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about what goes wrong in the exam room, because knowing the traps is half the battle. Common mistake number one, converting percentages to decimals incorrectly. 5% is not 0.5, it is not 0.05. I see this every single year. 5% means 5 out of 100, so divide 5 by 100, not 0.05. If you write 0.5, you've written 50%. That's a 10 times error, and it will cost you marks. Common mistake number two, misusing percentage multipliers. A 10% increase is not multiplying by 0.1. That would give you 10% of the value, not a 10% increase. The multiplier for a 10% increase is 1.1. Always ask yourself, am I increasing or decreasing? Then build the multiplier correctly. Common mistake number three, forgetting to simplify fractions. If the question asks for a fraction and you write 6/12 instead of 1/2, you may not receive the final mark. Always check whether your fraction is in its simplest form. Common mistake number four, place value errors with decimals. When multiplying 0.3 by 0.4, the answer is 0.12, not 1.2. Count the decimal places. 1 plus 1 equals 2 decimal places in the answer. Common mistake number 5, not showing working. For any multi-step question worth 3 or more marks, you must show every step. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. Examiners are instructed to award marks for correct processes, even when arithmetic errors occur. Exam tip, use estimation to check your answers. If you calculate that 45% of 200 is 90, check 50% of 200 is 100, so 45% should be slightly less than 100. 90 seems reasonable. If you got 900, the estimation check would catch that immediately. Exam tip, read the question carefully for the required form of the answer. If it says, give your answer as a fraction in its simplest form, a decimal will score 0. If it says, give your answer correct to 2 decimal places, leave your fraction as a decimal, rounded appropriately. Command word alert. When you see the word calculate, you must show full working, not just write the answer. When you see write down or state, a brief answer is fine. When you see show that, you must demonstrate the result through clear mathematical steps, not just assert it. Section 3, quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and try to answer these out loud. Ready? Question 1, convert 3/5 to a decimal. The answer is 0.6. Question 2. What is the percentage multiplier for a 30% decrease? The answer is 0.7. Question 3. Calculate 2/3 of 90. The answer is 60. Question 4. Order these from smallest to largest. 60%, 5/8, 0.62. The answer, 60% equals 0.658 equals 0.625, 0.62. So the order is 60%, 0.6258. Question 5. What is 1/4 plus 1/6? The common denominator is 12. 3/12 plus 2/12 equals 5/12. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section of your notes. Section 4, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today. 1, fractions, decimals, and percentages are equivalent forms. Convert to decimals to compare and order them. 2, to convert a fraction to a decimal, divide top by bottom. To convert a decimal to a percentage, multiply by 100. 3, percentage multipliers are 1 plus or 1 minus the percentage as a decimal. Use them for efficient single-step calculations. 4. When adding or subtracting fractions, always find a common denominator first. 5. For dividing fractions, remember, keep, change, flip. Always simplify fractions to their lowest terms in your final answer. 7. Show all working in multi-step questions. Method marks are there to be earned. And for higher tier students, practice the algebraic method for converting recurring decimals to fractions. It's a reliable source of marks. That's it for today's episode. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions. And remember, every mark you earn in number operations is a mark that builds your confidence for the rest of the paper. You've got this. Good luck.